The latest congressional budget plan proposes a federal work requirement for Medicaid recipients. A new analysis found that nearly 1 million Midwesterners could lose access to Medicaid if it passes. The Midwest Newsroom's Daniel Wheaton reports.
1 in 5 people could be disenrolled from Medicaid because of forgetting to respond to a form or because of a bureaucratic state mistake, according to a report by Washington, D.C. think tank, the Urban Institute. Catherine Hempstead is a senior policy officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which funded the study.
If it could be executed with surgical precision, it would result in very little coverage loss and very little savings because most of the people are already engaged in these activities.
The report also found work requirements would result in minimal savings for the federal government and increase costs for states to enforce the rule. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Daniel Wheaton.